The Interesting Conversations with Interesting People podcast series with author Nigel Beckles.
Welcome to the podcast.
Please like the podcast and subscribe to this channel. Thank you. The very best way to promote your podcasts. PodPage makes it easy to create a podcast website with just a few clicks. Every page is optimized to be found on Google and it stays up to date forever. For more information, visit podpage.com, the future of podcast promotion.
Have you experienced several failed relationships or been through a divorce? How can you avoid making the same mistakes again? How to avoid making the big relationship mistakes is out now.
Hi, my name is Nigel Beckles. My book is packed with practical and common sense strategies that you can use to make better relationship choices.
Now you can discover the dangerous myths about love. If your relationship expectations are realistic, why you could be falling in love for all the wrong reasons.
How to avoid making the big relationship mistakes. It's a book that could change your life.
Available from amazon.co.uk. Kindle version also available.
Author Queen P, when the mood is right, a poetry journey, mood swings, and when the mood is right, a rebirth. Books available on Amazon and all good bookstores.
Hi, I'm Queen P. Please join me by tuning into my poetry podcast, The Royal Affair, on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, and all other similar platforms.
You have entered into The Royal Affair.
Get ready for takeoff.
Welcome back to my Interesting Conversations with Interesting People podcast series. My guests for this episode are members of a very popular veteran lovers rock band, Leroy Wilson and Henry Clark from Arima. Welcome the members of Arima and welcome to my podcast series. How are you?
I'm good, Nigel. I'm good.
And how about you, Henry?
Yes, all good. Blessings. Blessings to all.
So how many members are there in the group Arima?
Currently, there are four members.
Okay, well, we've got two here today, so that's really good. So as a group, how did you come together? What inspired you all to start making music?
We came together. Four of us went to the same school, Wilson High School in Wilson. So big up to the Wilson High School, massive. And to be honest with you, the drummer and his brother were sort of playing around with different members before Henry and I joined.
About 40-odd years ago. Let's be frank. 48 years ago, when we were at school, I had a friend who I walked home with on a regular basis. So, you know, the school was more or less between Arlesden and Willesden. I live at the other end of Willesden. So did the original member of the band, Mr. Leroy Campbell. And we walked home on a daily basis. And he said to me, yeah, I've got a band. I'm forming a band. And he's got his brother who's playing drums and he plays bass and he's got a keyboard player from the local area and guitarist as well. And he said, yeah, we need a percussionist. Come join us. And that's how I got involved with the original sort of art musicians who started out the band. Now, with that said,
wasn't Arima at that time.
No, that said, a few changes took place at the time, at that particular time. The keyboard player at the time left, guy called Roger, and then they needed a new keyboard. And Leroy, obviously, Mr. Wilson here, played keyboards, and he was a member of our school and one of our mates at school. Then Leroy came on board. And then Leroy and I more or less joined at the same time, in a sense. Just after that, we formed the Catalyst. The Catalyst then was the full member of the band, full group, basically. That's when we named it Arima, just after that. So in a sense, yeah, the band itself started with this Catalyst, as you can see now.
So if I could just paraphrase, when it was Leroy Campbell and Courtney Campbell, the band's name wasn't Arima then. I think they were knocking around with a number of different names. And then when Henry and I came on board, we actually threw some names into the hat of the band and I came up with the name Arima and everybody sort of eventually agreed to it. And the rest is history.
Well, it's a very unusual name. So who are some of the artists or bands that have influenced your music?
We had so many influences. I mean, obviously, as a child, I grew up, I was an avid Jackson 5 fan, so I was a Jacksons fan. And then, of course, in the home, I grew up listening to a lot of my mum and dad's tunes, like Al Green and Gregory Isaacs and, you know, obviously Bob Marley and Dennis Brown, Delroy Wilson, who we thought we were related to at one point, but it turns out we're not related. Ken Booth, you know, the list is endless, really. These are all our early influences.
And what about you, Henry?
Growing up, was influenced by, you know, the US soul bands, the Jacksons. They were sort of like everybody's hit at the time. We listened to a lot of pop, to be honest, with radios as well, so don't ignore that. But our love was always the old Caribbean reggae sound that our parents were listening to. And when people like, you know, Bob Marley and Johnny Nash, them sort of people got played on radio, we obviously felt akin to those type of music. But even closer still, what we found is that in the environment we're in, the area we lived in, with a lot of aspiring musicians, a lot of musicians were making really headways in the music industry. You had people like Aswad, you had High Tension, Candidate. All those bands were literally in our neighborhood. So we were fully influenced by those guys because they're on our street. We saw them regularly. Some of them went to our school. You know, Candidate and Fearers went to our school, was friends with one of the brothers, was in our class. So music was all around us, really, to be honest.
Bill Fearon from Galaxy, who was originally in Candidate, but then he became a pop artist as Bill Fearon and Galaxy. We went to school with his brother.
David, yeah. So, yeah, we were very close, High Tension as well. A few guys in there, we lived down the road from them. And in fact, they used to come into Churchill Road to watch us rehearse as well. So, you know, you also had tradition coming into the room as well.
Your first Lovers Rock hit was In Love. In which year was that released?
That was released in December 1981.
How did it feel to have your very first number one in the reggae charts?
Took us by surprise, to be honest. We were playing that music live for many months, to be honest with you, because we rehearsed 2-3 times a week. So we were playing it like food. We had the opportunity to do a tour with, at the time, one of the most famous reggae artists going. It was Gregory Isaacs. He did a UK tour. And we were lucky to be able to support him as a band. And he loved that tune. Every time we played it, he said, yeah, I must put all that tune there. After the tour, we agreed that's going to be our first release. And so we put it out, and the rest is history.
So back in the 1980s and 90s, there were several male lovers rock groups like the Investigators, Private Collection and the Private Eyes. Was there any type of rivalry or competition between various groups or lovers rock artists? Leroy.
There was brotherly love as well as rivalry. I mean, I wouldn't say there was no rivalry. I think everybody had healthy competition. Describe it as that. And it's related to the previous question, really. We influenced a lot of bands in the area, and a lot of bands in the area influenced us. So in that sense, I mean, I was quite proud that we set the trend with the lovers rock genre, although at first we didn't like the title lovers rock or the pigeonhole lovers rock, because we just thought we're a reggae band, you know. But yeah, we went along with it when the genre became popular and said, yeah, we were singing about love, so why not? But yeah, no, there wasn't vicious rivalry, no, not at all. Friendly fire.
Henry, what's your take?
Well, I was going to add, actually, at the moment, we're lucky enough to be able to put out a good eclectic mix of our tracks on the social media, but iTunes, Spotify, those areas now have got all our tunes on there. And if you listen to all our tracks, say 5 or 6 tracks on there, they're all different, but they're all reggae and they're all lovers in a way that you might not necessarily categorize it as a typical lovers rock, but they're all different and they're all musical. They've got strong melodies. They've got the drum and the bass that's required. And I think from that point of view, the rivalry that you think we might have attained during the course of the period, I don't think is that. I think what we've done, we've picked up different influences by listening to different bands. And if you listen to a lot of the bands as well, they've tried to imitate some of the stuff that we've done. But you know what? That's healthy. That's very healthy because we're all musicians. We're all influenced by each other. So I think it's a healthy rivalry, as Lewis said earlier on.
So Henry, as you're talking about the tracks and the music that Arima have done, what other tracks have been successful for the group? What have been some of your biggest tracks or well-received tracks?
For me, the second most popular track we've put out, I think, was Blow My Mind. And I think if you come to any of our shows and you listen to what we do, and when these tracks come on, the audience participation and the audience response is always overwhelming. And I really find that appreciative, to be honest with you, after so many years that, you know, our fans are still there and they still support us. They can sing the song without Leroy singing it or Desmond singing it, to be honest with you, because that's how familiar they are with it.
So Leroy, in terms of the group and the career so far, every group has its challenges. What type of obstacles has your group faced as a lovers rock band, and how did you overcome them?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we've had, as we alluded to before, several band member changes. We weren't a band that really got on well with managers, I have to say. We tended to manage ourselves. We fell out with a lot of managers along the way. Although I give a big shout out to Lance McCullough, who was our road manager, who has probably had the longest lasting relationship with us and took us up and down the motorway and sort of took us on the road. And he was the one that's instrumental in introducing us to Gregory Isaacs, his touring crew. But he wasn't your typical manager. So yeah, we managed ourselves. That was an issue. We were very conscious at the time of people that were being ripped off in the business. And I think we were probably overcautious, I think it's fair to say, as a result of that. And we tended to say, right, the only way to lower the risk element is to do everything ourselves, which is what we did.
So, Henry, how do you feel the group has evolved musically?
I think I touched on that earlier on in one of the questions, really, about our eclectic feel that we've developed over the years. So I think, as Lewis said earlier on, we didn't class ourselves as a lovers rock band. We classed ourselves as a reggae band. It was influenced by Bob Marley, Third World, Sly Robbie, Black Uhuru, that kind of sound. And because we're full of energy and we're young, we went out a lot and we heard a lot of influence around us. That was our main criteria for playing the music. And I think we sort of fell into the UK lovers rock scene with the hit we had. So I think over the years, we have developed as musicians, as producers mainly, and we're able to create different sounds by using the facilities we have and the environments we find ourselves in. So yes, if you listen to our tracks, there's been a gradual development in how we produce and how we actually write the songs.
So Leroy, how do you connect with Arima fans and what role do they play in shaping your music, if any?
I'm the singer-songwriter of Arima. I'm one of two singer-songwriters in the band Arima. And the other singer-songwriter is Desmond Foster. And obviously, Arima has improved me as a musician and an artist. And I'd like to think Arima has improved as a result of my songwriting, which I've introduced to the group. And our overall musicianship, I think we've all become proficient in playing our instruments, and also as a production unit, as Henry mentioned earlier. So yeah, I think overall it's made us quite rounded individuals, whether that be music or dealing with the rigors of life, really. And I have to say as well, we grew up like brothers. We used to always rave, go to all the parties in the local vicinity week by week, whether we were invited or not. We always found a party to go to. So we grew up like brothers, and I think that obviously helped as well.
What was the inspiration for Arima's latest release?
Okay, so the inspiration was, and again, we are influenced heavily as well by a lot of R&B acts and artists. That particular track was written by a guy called Anthony Hamilton, who I have a high regard for, and that was one of my personal favourite tracks of his. You'll find there's several refixes of the Best of Me Anthony Hamilton version, but you'll find that Arima is the only reggae version out there. I'd like to think that we done it justice, and Anthony Hamilton, if he heard it, would be proud of it. So yeah, that particular track, although a lot of our tracks are not covers, that particular track is a cover.
So is there a new album or another single coming out in the near future?
Ironically, that particular track that we got out at the moment was deemed to be part of an album. We've had it for quite a while, to be honest. Although it's a new release, we've been sitting on it for a couple of years, deciding to do a mix on it now or refix on it. That said, we're planning to put out another single, get another eclectic sound, and look out for that one. The album itself is in the making. As I said, it's something that we've been trying to work on for the last several years and trying to get the right material together. But what we've been doing is drip, drip, drip feeding our fans with singles that potentially should be on the album.
Greatest Hits album.
So Leroy, what advice would you give to aspiring musicians who are looking to pursue a career in the reggae music industry?
So I would say anybody that's trying to get into the reggae business, just make sure you have a firm set of shoulders on you and, you know, you really understand the business. Educate yourself on the business side of things. There's a lot of people that want to actually get into the industry, just because they want to get it to sing. They might do well or make a success out of it, but they forgot to really educate themselves on the business side of things. So my number one advice is to really understand the business.
So how can your fans and the general public contact Arima?
We have a Facebook and we've got an Instagram page, which is work in progress, both of those. So they can always reach out to Arima. And we've also got our popular catalog now are available on, as I say, Spotify, Amazon, and so on. We are actually performing at the local shows. We're currently booked in for the Lovers Rock show at the O2. So that's our next show that we've got planned, which is in October coming up. So by all means, reach out on Facebook and or Instagram, and you can always get in touch with us.
Yeah, I think that show is the Giants of Lovers Rock, 14th of October.
That's correct. You can plug that as often as you like.
Leroy and Henry of the veteran Lovers Rock group Arima, thank you very much for your time.
It's been a pleasure to be with you today.
Absolute pleasure.
Please join me, Interesting Conversations with Interesting People, featuring interviews with award-winning authors, relationship and life coaches, therapists, and a wide variety of people with intriguing stories to share. Interesting Conversations with Interesting People.
Please follow author Nigel Beckles' podcasts on Amazon Audible, Spotify, and all major podcasting platforms. Thanks.